Meanwhile, the lecturer in international relations at Lesia, Lagos, Dr. Vladimir Imchidanso, says he does not believe African leaders are being targeted for prosecution at the ICC. He told Radio Ghana that Africa has failed to interrogate such crimes, and therefore the door is open for the ICC in The Hague to call those who commit crimes against humanity to answer for those crimes. He spoke to George Ankara.
It's an international regime. We all put our signatures to it. If there is something wrong with it, we all need to put our signatures to something else for change. Unfortunately, Africa is not doing that, and we are saying selective. As an expert in the area, at times, I don't understand what we mean by selective justice. You have a number of thieves, say, in Ghana. And if some thieves are not being arrested and some are being arrested, are we saying no thief should be arrested at all? I think the question is not whether Africa is being targeted. The question is, why is it that those who have been asked to appear at the ICC have been mostly African? It could be coincidental. And my worry is that the AU only threatened. They never did anything. They never moved forward. Other countries are threatening, including Kenya itself, wanting to walk away. Can we do something in order that the good side of the Rome Statute can be, you know, fulfilled? Because crimes against humanity, including genocide and this kind of civil war brought about by misgovernance, cannot be allowed to go on forever. So I believe we can do some changes rather than saying we are being targeted and therefore those things should go on. What happened in Kenya in 2007, 2008 is something that should be investigated. And if Africa doesn't want the ICC to do it, Africa itself could have done something. I thought they could have had an African kind of ICC to show to the world that we are also doing it. So I believe I wouldn't say they are being targeted. It's a coincidence. And yes, it's unfortunate that at times towards Africa, there is that enthusiasm. But towards others who are causing more crimes in Libya, in other places, are going scot-free. Then, my brother, again, we are allowing the other world to go scot-free because of our own incompetence and greed. Is America not signing individual agreements with governments in Africa so that their nationals cannot be prosecuted by the ICC? What are we doing about that? America is out of the ICC and signing individual agreements with various countries that if my countryman commits any of such crimes anywhere around the world, please don't send him to the ICC. Let's deal with it. So what are we doing to ourselves? Have we interrogated that? That is a big problem. We have to interrogate us.
Are you suggesting that because Africa is not interrogating its own crimes by its leaders, that is why the ICC should arrogate to itself that power? The concern is, why are they not doing it to the other European or Latin American or the Middle East leaders who are also doing the same, especially those who are even supporting these crimes by supplying arms?
Exactly so. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if we ourselves are not doing anything, look at America not wanting to have its citizens sent to the ICC. It's signing agreements with our countries. Why did we sign that agreement? Are we not giving indication that as for them, they are special? That's number one. Number two, a prosecutor deals with cases which come to its or a notice. And the prosecutor is focusing, or the prosecutor, the previous one and the current one, they're focusing on Africa. What America did in Libya, the supply of arms to rebels, is against international law.
Dr. Vladimir Imchidanso is a lecturer in international relations.